Well, good morning, Florida Town Baptist Church, and to anyone else who might be listening today. I want to begin by saying that this is a first for me, recording this service with only a couple of people here to help me get this video or this message on tape and get it to the website. And thank you to Susie and to my wife, Jane, for your support. And I know that these times are concerning and many people have questions about what is going on. And that is what I want to speak to you about today, knowing that God still cares for us and is in control. And the passage that I'll be reading to you is coming from the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 9, beginning in verse number 35. And if you will, I'll give you a moment to find that passage. You can read with me. Matthew chapter 9, beginning in verse number 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. And Father, we thank you for the time that you've given and for your compassion that never fails. Lord, you are always watching us. You always see our needs. And Lord, you have been faithful to us to provide and protect and to keep us. But Lord, help us to be faithful in our trust in you, our faith in you, so that your peace can stay with us, even in times like these. Lord, we ask this to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. What a wonderful passage this is for us. It reminds us that God is always on the move, if you will, among all people. And he sees all of the people and the needs of all of the people. In fact, with this passage, Jesus had been traveling and teaching, and he was healing all diseases, all manner of diseases and problems and ailments. He was taking care of these things because people needed to be cared for and they needed for him to help. And there were so many, in fact, that when he got on top of a hill and looking down at the people and over the people there, he saw how many they were. He saw how distressed and weary they were. And he had compassion for them. He was moved with compassion for them. And it was because of the state of mind that they were in, being weary and scattered like they were. They knew things were bad. When you think about what weary and scattered means, this is really what it means. They were people who knew bad things in life. They knew trouble in life. They knew pain in life. They lived with disease. They lived with ailments. They lived with the idea that things would not get better. And then here is Jesus, who is performing the miracles that he was performing, healing and casting out demons and helping people see and helping people walk. And they found now a hope that they could hold on to. And so they came in that hope following him. But they were still weary and distressed. And God sees that even in our lives today. We have people who are weary and distressed over this COVID-19 that is keeping us apart, is keeping us from living what we would call a normal life. But this really is life, and this is part of a normal life, facing things that are unexpected. Sometimes these things will cause us to just have momentary inconvenience in our life, but this time around we have restrictions even on how we can move about. And many people are weary. Many people feel like they are scattered from the church because they can't be in the church. But I want to remind you today, first and foremost, this. God sees us. God knows our needs. And God is moved with compassion for us. But in this time, while God is working whatever it is that He is working, we must remain faithful and true to Him. Never give up on your hope. Be weary with the things that you are facing, but don't be so weary that you forget who is in control. God is always in control. It is easy for us to become weary. Weary so much so that all we see are the bad things in life. And I'll share with you a quote from a man that you may know. His name is Isaac Singer. Many of you say, well, how do I know him? Well, if you've ever used a Singer sewing machine, you know who this man is. He was an American businessman, an inventor. And the sewing machine is what business he was in. But I don't want to talk to you about his business. I want to talk to you about something he said a long time ago. He said, if you keep on saying that things are going to be bad, you have a good chance of being a prophet. And a lot of people in our day, that is all they see. Things are bad. Things are going to get worse. And if you continue to focus on these things and think in that way, you have a great chance of being a prophet. But you know, there is the flip side of that coin. If you continue to hold on to your hope in Jesus and you continue to focus on being what God wants you to be and walking with Him, taking up this cross and following Him daily, you also have a good chance of becoming a prophet by telling people hope is not lost. There is a better day that is coming. Jesus is bringing a better day. But our flesh is weak, isn't it? We know this. We even see it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. In fact, in Psalm 73, verse 26, we find these words. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. There is something about me that is weak and fails, but there is something about my spirit saved in God that never grows weak and never fails. He is my strength and He is my portion. My body will fail, but my spirit is always His. My soul is always His. And that is what lives. And that is what lives to see a better day in Jesus. God will have compassion for us. He will care for us. And whether or not you have encountered anyone, you have fallen to this disease and are sick with it, I don't know, but I do know that God can help. And if you turn to God and make Him your strength and your portion, no matter what happens with this in your life or in your family even, you never lose your hope, you never lose your faith. Be a prophet in that way. See the good and the hope and things yet to come through the glory of what God is going to do and not through the failure in what is happening and the darkness in what is happening today. The light will shine. In fact, if you are a true believer, the light should still be shining. God calls us to never give up hope and to never lose our faith. In fact, even In the book of Lamentations, when things were really bad for the people of Israel, we find some comforting words. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23 say this. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, and because of His compassions that fail not, they are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness, O Lord. His mercies are new every day, and great is His faithfulness, because His compassion fails not. He looks upon people in distress in the Old Testament with compassion. He looks upon the people standing below him in the New Testament, and he has compassion. God is looking upon us even today, and he has compassion. You see, there's something here, though, we don't need to miss. God is looking at us, but are we looking to God? Even in our passage that we began with, the people were looking to Jesus and were coming after Jesus. But today, with Jesus not physically among us and without him being right here performing a miracle that we can see him touch and heal and people get up and shout his praises, do we lose hope because of what we can't see and are overwhelmed because of what we can see? Don't give up on God. His mercies are always with us. His compassions, they fail not, and they are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. And even today, there is a new mercy that is waiting for all of us. And yes, even for you. But look to him. Don't let God be the only one looking down and seeing the needs and wanting to help. And then here we are, all we are seeing is the problem and not trying to find a solution by turning to him. Look to God and let your eyes lock together. Let your hearts join. Let your minds become one. He wants to help. You need it. He's willing to offer, but are you willing to ask? So you have to become united with God in this. You can't just expect everything to be okay. Turn to God. He wants to hear you. He wants to even see you looking to him as he's looking to you. Remember these words in Micah chapter 7. Therefore, I will look to the Lord, and I will wait for the God of my salvation, and God will hear me. Did you catch that? I will look to him. I will wait for him. And he will hear me. Yes, God will hear you. Yes, God sees you. But are you looking to him? Are you speaking to him about your needs in this day? God is an ever-present help. If we are willing to grab his hand and follow as he leads. I just want to share one more verse with you this morning. Matthew chapter 11. Jesus is still with the people and he is still healing and he's teaching. And he has some very faithful words for us to remember this morning. He does see us. He does have compassion for us. He will hear us and help us if we turn to him and seek it. In fact, in Matthew 11, this last portion of scripture that I share, he very plainly says to us, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Do you really wish to have rest and peace in this day? Then call upon Jesus. He's calling upon you to come. If you labor and are heavy laden, if you are weary and scattered about, come to Jesus and take his yoke upon you and learn from him. There is so much you can learn and so much you can experience, but also so much that you can gain. Trust and faith and peace, these are the things that you gain when you finally come to Christ. I can trust in him. He is there for me. I can believe in him because he has proven that he is. And your peace will grow because you know He sees you with compassion. He sees you in your need, and He is compassionate to help where you are. If you don't have this peace with Christ, then I implore you today to find it. Do not keep looking at all that is wrong and all that is bad and think there is no hope, because you won't find it if that is all you look for. Turn to Christ, find the good, find the peace, and even more, find salvation for your soul. God bless you and keep you in this time that we're in, I pray. Keep you safe. God loves you, and we do too. Father, thank you for the time we've had. Thank you for your blessings, for your mercy, for your compassion upon us. And Lord, we celebrate a day that is yet to come, even here in this life, where we can come together again. And we can say among ourselves and to the whole world, we are glad to be in your house together again. Look for this, and look for even a better day than that, when we can be with Christ. Through His salvation, these things we have. And to His glory, we ask for security in it. In Jesus' name, amen.